The president and his cabinet are pressuring House Republicans to back the recently proposed American Jobs Act. Secretary Solis says hundreds of millions of dollars could come to Wisconsin and help create thousands of jobs. One site that could get money is the Milwaukee Sewer District's main wastewater treatment plant, which is building a project to pipe in methane from a suburban landfill and burn the gas to supply the plant's electricity. Solis briefly toured the construction site.
That's wonderful. Cleaning the environment, putting people to work, saving...
Solis later conceded that if the American Jobs Act passes, it's not guaranteed the waste-to-energy system or other specific projects in Wisconsin would be funded.
Well, it certainly would qualify, and there's 1,100 or more bridges and structural facilities that could use and qualify for this funding. And I think that, you know, this is something that falls very much in line with the philosophy of, I think, many here in the state, as well as the president, looking at renewable sources of energy.
But state Republican Party Executive Director Stefan Thompson says the jobs bill would repeat the 2009 economic stimulus measure.
$450 billion. Why should taxpayers trust them with that when the first bill was a complete failure? We still have national unemployment above 9% right now.
Thompson says House Republicans are working on a plan to cut regulations on businesses and cut taxes. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.